Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at user-generated content and reviews.
Okay.
We've got a ton of sources, articles, blog posts, forum discussions.
Sounds good.
Basically anything and everything we could find on UGC. And we're going to try to answer the big question: how is all this impacting brands and building online communities?
I'm excited to dive in.
Me too.
Yeah.
So let's start with the basics. What exactly is user-generated content? I mean, we all see it every day, but how do we define it?
Well, it's basically any type of content created by users about a brand or product.
Right. So it's not coming directly from the company itself.
Exactly. Think about things like customer reviews on Amazon or Yelp.
Oh, yeah.
Or those unboxing videos people post on YouTube.
And even just like a simple photo of someone using a product they love and tagging the brand on Instagram.
Exactly. All of that falls under the umbrella of UGC.
So then why is this type of content so important for brands?
Well, one of the biggest reasons is authenticity.
Mm.
People are bombarded with ads all day long.
So they've become pretty skeptical of traditional marketing messages.
Yeah, I know. I just tune them out half the time.
Right. But when they see real people sharing their genuine experiences with a product, it feels much more trustworthy.
Okay, so you're saying people trust their peers more than they trust brands.
Exactly. It's like getting a recommendation from a friend.
Which always feels more genuine than some slick ad campaign.
Exactly.
And I know personally, I'm much more likely to try a restaurant if I see my friends raving about it online.
That's the power of UGC in action. It taps into that human desire for connection and authenticity.
It's like social proof. If other people like it, I'm more likely to like it too.
Precisely. And that's why UGC can be so effective for building brand trust and credibility.
Interesting. So it's not just about getting the word out about your product.
Right.
It's also about building a sense of trust with your audience.
Exactly.
Okay. So authenticity is a big deal. But UGC isn't just about a single post or review, is it?
Oh, definitely not. It can take so many different forms.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, we talked about reviews and unboxing videos,
yeah.
But there's also things like customer testimonials on websites,
mm-hmm.
social media contests where people share photos or videos, blog posts about people's experiences with a product.
Okay, so it's really any type of content created by users that showcases a brand or product.
Exactly. And the variety of formats is what makes it so powerful because it can reach different audiences in different ways.
It's like a whole ecosystem of content created by everyday consumers. And I bet all of this sharing and engagement ultimately helps brands reach a wider audience, too.
Absolutely. When people share their positive experiences, they become brand ambassadors, spreading the word to their own networks.
That's like word-of-mouth advertising, but amplified.
Exactly. And it can be incredibly effective because people trust recommendations from their friends and family.
More than they trust some random ad.
Right.
I've also noticed that UGC seems to spark way more interaction than a typical ad.
Absolutely.
People are commenting, sharing, even creating their own responses to the original content.
Mm-hmm. That engagement is gold for brands. Not only does it boost visibility, but it also fosters a sense of community around a product or service.
It's like people feel like they're part of a conversation, not just a target audience.
Exactly.
Which is a much more engaging experience.
Right.
Let's talk about a specific form of UGC that I know I spend way too much time on.
Okay.
Online reviews. Those little stars and comments can make or break a business these days.
You're telling me I read reviews for everything. Restaurants, hotels, even toothpaste.
Seriously. Even toothpaste.
Oh, yeah. I want to make sure I'm getting the best clean.
No. Okay. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
But what is it about reviews that make them so influential?
Well, studies have shown that a vast majority of consumers consult reviews before making a purchase.
Really?
Especially online. It's like we're collectively crowdsourcing information to make better decisions.
It's like we're all afraid of making the wrong choice, so we look to others for guidance.
Exactly. And reviews provide that social proof we need to feel confident in our decisions.
And I think part of it is that we're wired to trust the experiences of others.
Mm.
Especially when it comes to avoiding potential risks.
That makes sense from an evolutionary perspective. Back in the day, relying on the experiences of our tribe was crucial for survival.
Oh, right. Like if someone ate a poisonous berry and got sick.
Exactly. Everyone else knew to avoid it.
So reviews are like our modern day version of those shared warnings.
Yeah.
Except instead of poisonous berries, we're trying to avoid a disappointing meal or a faulty gadget.
Precisely. It's about minimizing risk and maximizing our chances of a positive experience.
But reviews aren't just about avoiding negative experiences, are they?
No.
They're also about seeking out the best possible option.
Absolutely.
And that's where positive reviews come in. They provide social proof that a product or service is worth our time and money.
Exactly. Seeing a bunch of happy customers can really tip the scales in favor of making a purchase.
Especially for products we're unfamiliar with.
Right. It's like having a virtual stamp of approval from people who've already tried it.
But what's interesting is that research has shown that even a single negative review can have a significant impact on our perceptions.
It's true.
Why is that?
Well, it seems like our brains are wired to pay more attention to negative information. It's like that one bad review can sow seeds of doubt.
Even if it's surrounded by dozens of positive ones.
Exactly. It's called the negativity bias.
Interesting.
And it's something that brands need to be aware of.
Because one bad review can really hurt their reputation.
Potentially.
I know I've definitely been swayed by a single negative review before. Like that one time, I almost didn't buy a dress online because someone in the reviews mentioned that it wrinkled easily.
Yeah.
I ended up getting it and loving it. But that one comment almost made me miss out.
That's a perfect example of how powerful even a single negative review can be.
And it highlights the challenge for brands. How to harness the power of positive reviews while also managing the potential damage of negative ones.
Exactly. It's a delicate balance.
Okay, so we've established that reviews, both positive and negative, have a huge influence on our decisions. But what's really fascinating is that negative reviews can actually be beneficial for brands.
Right. They absolutely can be if handled correctly.
Really? How so?
Well, think of it this way. Negative reviews provide an opportunity for brands to show their commitment to customer satisfaction. By responding thoughtfully and transparently, they can demonstrate that they're listening and willing to address concerns.
So instead of trying to sweep those bad reviews under the rug, they're using them as a chance to connect with customers and build trust.
Exactly. And sometimes a negative review can even lead to product improvements or policy changes that benefit everyone. It's all about using that feedback constructively.
Turning a negative into a positive.
Precisely.
That's a really interesting perspective. I think a lot of businesses could learn from that.
I agree.
So it's like turning a negative into a positive. Instead of trying to sweep those bad reviews under the rug, they're using them as a chance to connect with customers and build trust.
Exactly. And sometimes a negative review can even lead to product improvements or policy changes that benefit everyone.
Right. It's all about using that feedback constructively.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about the power of UGC and reviews from the consumer's perspective, but let's flip the script for a moment.
Okay.
If you're a business owner, how can you actually encourage this kind of engagement and leverage it to build your brand?
Well, that's a great question. And our sources highlight a few key strategies that any business can implement.
Okay, I'm all ears.
First and foremost, you have to make it easy for customers to share their experiences.
Like super easy.
Exactly. Think clear calls to action on your website and social media, simple review forms, and maybe even incentives for leaving feedback.
Oh, so like don't bury that review button at the bottom of a page that requires five clicks to find.
Right. Make it front and center, easy to use. And maybe even offer a small discount or entry into a giveaway as a thank you for taking the time to share their thoughts.
I like that idea. A little incentive can go a long way.
Absolutely. And don't forget the power of social media. Create engaging prompts that encourage people to share photos or videos of themselves using your product or service.
Like a show us your best coffee creations made with our beans contest on Instagram.
Exactly. Something fun and visually appealing that gets people excited to participate.
I love seeing how other people are using products in creative ways.
Yeah.
It gives me new ideas.
Exactly. And once you've got that stream of UGC coming in, don't let it languish in the depths of the internet.
Right. Got to put it to good use.
Showcase it. Feature customer testimonials on your homepage. Sprinkle those five-star reviews throughout your marketing materials.
Yeah.
And create social media campaigns that highlight the best of the best.
It's like curating a digital gallery of authentic customer experiences.
Exactly. And I bet it helps potential customers see themselves using the product, which makes it even more appealing.
Oh, for sure. It's like seeing your friend wearing a cute outfit.
Yeah.
They're more likely to want to buy it if you can picture yourself in it.
Exactly. And remember, engagement is a two-way street. Don't just collect and display UGC. Respond to it. Thank customers for their positive reviews. Address concerns in a professional and helpful manner. And participate in conversations that spring up organically around your brand.
Like being a good host at a party. You want to make sure everyone feels seen, heard, and appreciated.
Exactly. It's about building relationships, not just transactions.
And by the way, this goes for negative reviews too, right?
Absolutely. Ignoring them, or worse, getting defensive won't do you any favors.
So how should businesses handle negative reviews?
A well-crafted response to a negative review can actually turn a critic into a brand advocate.
Really?
Acknowledge the issue, apologize sincerely, and offer a solution or explanation.
So it's not about arguing with the customer or trying to prove them wrong.
Right. It's about showing empathy and a willingness to make things right.
And I think it shows a level of transparency that consumers really appreciate these days.
Definitely.
We can spot a canned response from a mile away.
Yeah. No one wants to feel like you're talking to a robot.
We want to see that there's a real human on the other side of the screen who cares about our experience.
Exactly. And that's what builds trust and loyalty.
So it's not just about damage control. It's about building relationships and fostering trust, even when things go wrong.
Precisely. It's about showing your customers that you're human and that you care.
Okay, so we've talked about how to encourage UGC and how to handle reviews, both positive and negative.
Right.
But let's talk about the ultimate goal.
Which is?
Building a thriving brand community.
Ah, yes. The holy grail of UGC.
It's one thing to get people to leave a review or share a photo, but how do you actually create that sense of belonging and loyalty that makes a brand community so powerful?
Well, think of it this way. People are inherently social creatures. We crave connection and belonging.
That's true.
And that's true online as well. So one way to cultivate a brand community is to create spaces where those connections can flourish.
So give people a place to connect with each other.
Exactly.
Think dedicated Facebook groups, subreddit forums, or even interactive elements on your own website where users can connect with each other and with the brand.
I've seen some brands do that really well. Like, they have these amazing online forums where people share tips and advice and just geek out over their shared love for the brand.
Exactly. It's like creating a virtual clubhouse where people can hang out and bond over their shared interests.
And it's not just limited to online spaces.
No, not at all. Don't forget about offline events, like meetups or workshops where people can get together face to face and form those real world bonds.
Oh, I love that idea. Taking that online community and bringing it into the real world.
Exactly. Creating a sense of shared experience that goes beyond the digital realm.
The key is to provide opportunities for meaningful interactions, whether online or offline.
Right.
And to create a sense of shared purpose and identity.
Exactly. It's about giving people a reason to belong and something to believe in.
So it's not just about slapping a logo on a t-shirt or hosting a giveaway.
It's about understanding what your customers care about, what brings them together, and how your brand can facilitate those connections.
You've got it. And the payoff for building a strong brand community can be immense.
How so?
Not only do you get a loyal customer base, but you also get a group of passionate advocates who will spread the word about your brand organically and enthusiastically.
Like having an army of brand ambassadors who truly believe in what you're doing.
Precisely. And that kind of authenticity is priceless.
But as we've discussed, the world of UGC and reviews is constantly evolving.
It is.
So I'm curious, what stands out to you as a listener about all of this? What resonates with your own experiences online?
You know, I think what really stands out to me is just how much power we have as consumers these days.
Mm.
It's like with UGC, we're not just passively consuming ads anymore. We're actively shaping the narrative around brands.
That's a great point. It's like we've all become citizen journalists in a way.
Exactly. Oh, sharing our experiences and influencing others. And the best part is you don't need a fancy degree or a million followers to make your voice heard.
Right. It's all about being authentic and sharing your genuine experiences.
Exactly.
So whether you're leaving a thoughtful review on Yelp or posting a photo of your new kicks on Instagram or even just participating in a discussion forum about a product you love, you're contributing to this massive collection of UGC that's shaping how we all perceive the world.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it. Each piece of content, no matter how small, adds to this collective pool of knowledge and helps others make more informed decisions.
It's really empowering to realize that our individual experiences can have such a ripple effect.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to be mindful of the content we create and share.
Because it really does have an impact.
It does.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of UGC and reviews, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I think the biggest takeaway is that UGC is a powerful force that can be used for good or for bad.
Mm.
It's all about how we choose to use it.
So as consumers.
Yeah.
We have a responsibility to be honest and transparent in our reviews and recommendations.
Absolutely. And as brands, we have a responsibility to listen to our customers and use UGC to build trust and create authentic connections.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So to our listeners out there, whether you're a seasoned UGC creator or just starting out, remember that your voice matters, your experiences matter, And by sharing them authentically, you can help shape the world around us.
Well said. That's a great note to end on.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep on diving.